Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
My fellow Americans, I am about to sign into law the Civil Rights Act of 1964. I want to take this occasion to talk to you about what that law means to every American. 188 years ago this week, a small band of valiant men began a long struggle for freedom. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, not only to found a nation, but to forge an ideal of freedom, not only for political independence, but for personal liberty, not only to eliminate foreign rule, but to establish the rule of justice in the affairs of men. That struggle was a turning point in our history. Today, in far corners of distant continents, the ideals of those American patriots still shape the struggles of men who hunger for freedom. This is a proud triumph. Yet those who founded our country knew that freedom would be secure only if each generation fought to renew and enlarge its meaning. From the Minutemen at Concord to the soldiers in Vietnam, each generation has been equal to that trust. Americans of every race and color have died in battle to protect our freedom. Americans of every race and color have worked to build a nation of widening opportunities. Now, our generation of Americans has been called on to continue the unending search for justice within our own borders. We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment. We believe that all men have certain unalienable rights, yet many Americans do not enjoy those rights. We believe that all men are entitled to the blessings of liberty, yet millions are being deprived of those blessings, not because of their own failures, but because of the color of their skin. The reasons are deeply embedded in history and tradition and the nature of man. We can understand without rancor or hatred how this all happened. But it cannot continue. Our Constitution, the foundation of our republic, forbids it. The principles of our freedom forbid it. Morality forbids it. And the law I will sign tonight forbids it. That law is the product of months of the most careful debate and discussion. It was proposed more than 1 year ago by our late and beloved President, John F. Kennedy. It received the bipartisan support of more than two-thirds of the members of both the House and the Senate. An overwhelming majority of Republicans, as well as Democrats, voted for it. It has received the thoughtful support of tens of thousands of civic and religious leaders in all parts of this nation. And it is supported by the great majority of the American people.
President Lyndon Baines Johnson, 60 years ago, Civil Rights Bill. In 2023, and the Confederate flag still flies in the United States. One thing that amazes me about that is that in Germany, the German Republic has stated as 1945 that the swastika will never be flown in Germany. If you do, you'll be arrested. mandate refuses to ban the Confederate flag because of the freedom that we possess in the United States. That battle flag is against everything I stand for. That battle flag is a racist flag. That battle flag is a flag of injury. That's where it is today. But right now, the University of South Carolina has a black coach, Dawn Staley. Dawn Staley is denied her right to host an NCAA basketball game. Why? Because these fools in South Carolina want to fly the Confederate flag. The NCAA said, okay, you fly the Confederate flag, you cannot host any games. And the only way you stop this nonsense is voluntarily. Arizona learned the hard way when they refused to have a Martin Luther King birthday holiday. And I said, okay, fine, we'll move the Super Bowl to L.A. They lost $400 million that week. Guess what? Arizona has a Martin Luther King holiday now, huh? See, when you're right, you stand up for your right. When you're wrong, you pull up like an accordion. We're doing it again right now in politics. Donald J. Trump should be in jail. Donald J. Trump, he made the law. Why? Because he's allowed to. Why? Because he's an ex-president. Why? Because he is a Caucasian. That's why. Okay? Donald J. Trump should be thrown underneath the jail. You hear me? Threatening the DA of New York. You don't do that. And get away with it. This is what he has done. So, see, years ago, President Johnson did the right thing. Can we do the right thing today? I don't know. I don't know what Donald J. Trump has on these individuals. But whatever it is, it can't be that serious. Donald J. Trump is getting away with murder, literally. Somebody told me the other day, well, you know, you gotta touch your eyes and cross your teeth and make sure it says it's like, okay, fine. Time's up. Time's up. It's time for you to take it seriously. A bit this moron behind bars. I'm sorry. You can't keep doing this over and over again. become just like that leader. This is what we're growing right now. We're growing maniacs as kids. We're growing. I'm telling you now. I hope I'm not around to see it. But 10 years ago, we got little Trumps all over the place. That's not good for African Americans. That's not good for Chinese Americans. That's not good for Latino Americans. Because Trump can't stand it any one of three. You reap what you sow, and we're sowing a bad seed here. The end of my political rant, but I'm telling y'all, you're setting up for a disaster. I'm telling you now, Ronald Reagan did exactly the same thing. Ronald Reagan told y'all, greed was good. Greed is all right. Greed can go. Okay. 10 years later, guess what? 20, 30-year-olds are going to jail. Why are they going to jail? Because of the Wall Street. Trying to manipulate Wall Street. They knew it was wrong. But President Reagan said greed was okay. Okay? 10 years, 20 years later, you're paying for it with your sons and daughters. Here we are, 2023. 2023, and you're telling me racism is okay. Anti-Asian is okay. We're going to pay for this in 20 minutes. In 20 years, we're going to pay for this. I don't know what y'all. But y'all don't get it. All right, take a break.
Yes, sir.
Go Knicks.
Let's go, Knicks.
We are the New York Knicks.
Uh-huh.
We are the New York Knicks.
Let's go, Knicks.
We are the New York Knicks.
Let's go, Knicks.
We are the New York Knicks.
Say, go New York, go New York, go.
It's been 40 long years and we're starving. But mad props to Amari for starting the party. The Mellows filled the plate and Tyson's taking out the garbage. Yeah, it's the new look Knicks. We brought along Kid, he's got a bottle of tricks. Cammy and Kurt are back to fight. Cause once you're a Knick,
you're a Knick for life.
This is the year we get first place.
What?
Novak for three.
Even with no space.
Try and take it to the basket. Tyson will leave you in a casket. And if the defense makes a mistake, then bam! JR dunks in your face. This is a team you don't want to miss.
We are New York.
We are the New York Knicks.
Say, go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Say, go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Say, go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Say, go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York,
go. Hello world, please welcome these new look Knicks. Yeah, Woody's got the boys back to basics. Don't leave JR alone. And reminiscing of Stockton and Malone. Last year was a struggle on that playoff bubble. Thank God we got small, signed that discount double. And Melo's got J's for days. And the chips are locked if he plays like he does in 2K. If veterans get you rings, then Sheed, Thomas, and Kid better bring me some bling. Cause it costs $1.50 just to sit in the stands to watch the wins tick quick like Pablo's hands. Us Knicks fans got swag like snapbacks. It's a wrap once we get chumping stat back. So put three to your head, one to the sky. Knicks 2012, the ball don't lie. Yeah!
Go New York, go, 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 go,
jive. Reminding us back when the Knicks showed pride. This is the time to bring it back, yo. We got Shumpert, Brewer, Sheed, and Melo with the Knicks, and you're gonna need an army to stop the pick and roll. With Felton and Amari, we draw charges and we set picks.
We are New York.
We are the New York Knicks.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Let's go Knicks.
The New York Knicks. There's a story about how I became a New York Knicks fan. One is Walt Frazier. In the book I read about Walt Frazier, I read a book this summer. Summer of 70. Summer of 70. I read the book of Walt Frazier. Walt Frazier. How he became defensive man of the year. All that kind of stuff. There was a guy who played in Grambling and played in center. Guy I've been watching for a while. We need to get HBCU games up in New Jersey. We got reports for the newspaper. Black newspapers. Guy named Willis Reed. I kept watching Willis Reed in the papers. Grambling was doing good, doing well. And when he became a senior, I said, wherever this guy goes, I'm going to be that bad for that team. Willis Reed got drafted by the New York Knicks. That's how I became a New York Knicks fan. It stuck. And luckily, he wore number 19. That became my number 19. Well, I was born in number 19, so that's my number. We lost a gentle giant this past week. Never forget, in the living room, game 7, the LA Lakers against the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden. Yeah, I thought the Knicks were going to lose. I didn't think Willis Reed was going to play. How serious his injury was. I remember WOR-TV New York was broadcasted and we had a snowy picture. And then somebody going out of the locker room. Coming down the tunnel. A big roar exploded in Madison Square Garden. It was Willis Reed. He came on the floor, went to the right side, hit the first two shots of practice. The crowd erupted again. Meanwhile, the Lakers were standing around saying, what in the world is happening? The New York Knicks won that game in the pregame warm-up. Because they were standing around saying, he can't play, he can't play. Not only did he play, he thought he won the face-off. Or tip off, ran down the court, lived down the court, made the first two shots of the quarter, was it. But when he didn't tell you, it is. Brian Fraser made 5 steals in the other game. Clyde Frazier with the defense won the game for the New York Knicks. The first modern day championship of the New York Knicks. They would do it 3 years. They would do it 2 years later with Earl the Pearl Monroe. In 73. The New York Knicks have not won since. And they go close, but they haven't won. This year's team at Randall may be the best team, offensive team, that we had in years. We will see. They will see. I can't tell you. Moving on. Game of the week. Game of the week, dear. We talk about NCAA women. Right at the current time, UConn 12, Ohio State 6. Earlier today, moving on, number one ranked Duggan beat UCLA, the last West Coast team in the NCAA, as LSU defeated Utah 66-63. And later on today, Tennessee will take on Ball Tech. The Hokies. Earlier today, Maryland defeated Notre Dame. So they have the first round of the eight of the women's side of the eight. Maryland, LSU, and Zagar win today. UConn has a 12-7 lead over Iowa State with 3 minutes to go in the game. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter of the game. On the men's side, it's very interesting because not a single one number one seed is there. They're all gone. All of the blue bloods are gone. Duke, Carolina, Kentucky, Kansas, all gone. Today, begins the eight, get down to the Elite Eight, down to the Final Four. Miami defeated Houston earlier today. Yesterday, Creighton defeated Princeton. Princeton had a long ride. I congratulate their team for doing what they did. Completely the opposite of a Corral team of Princeton. This team can score compared to the old days of running around in low 30s and 40s. They scored 95 points today. As the ex-Missouri Valley Great Blue Jays move on. The Longhorns also move on that night. As they beat Xavier 1971, the lone West Coast team left on either the men's or women's side in San Diego State University, and they defeated Alabama. And they did it with defense. I can tell you our defense wins championships. SDSU shut down the Big Three of Alabama, and that was the end of their run. Because of the time. Later on today, Florida Atlantic will play the Kansas State Wildcats, and later on, actually, Gonzaga is a West Coast team too, so Gonzaga could keep the Northwest alive, and they beat UConn. UConn plays later on today. UConn and Gonzaga later on today. We got 2 games left on the men's side of Florida Atlantic. Their first trip to the NCAA against Kansas State and UConn and Gonzaga later on today. All right, news of the week. Miguel has a record of 88 victories. The greatest skier ever. He has even better than Lindsey Vonn. Trey Turner almost twice as the USA beat Cuba in the World Basketball Classic in the semifinals. Japan beat Mexico on last Sunday. Monday, Georgetown is looking for a new head coach. They tap Ed Cooley of Providence. And the coaching carousel begins. Ray Pitino is back in the Big East. That was St. John's. Shaka Smart, one of the best coaches of basketball, can't win as easily as VCU. And Marquette gets beat up by Michigan State. And Shaka Smart got his VCU team to Sweet 16. He cannot get Marquette there. Japan won the semifinal of Mexico. And this is the way baseball needs to go, and it won't. I enjoy watching the World Baseball Classic. It was exciting, it was new, it was different. It's what baseball should be doing because people are getting into it. Japan beat the USA on Tuesday as Shohei Ohtani struck out Mike Trout. Ohtani and Trout were teammates of the Cowboy Angels, and they were against each other in the World Baseball Classic. And this is the way baseball should be going. More classic, more musical chairs than college basketball. Toby Anderson goes to Iona, replaced Bettino. Wichita State hires me out, but I need to do the remix. We here at BSN know what quarterbacks are about. Me here at BSN talking about Russell Wilson not looking like Russell Wilson. Well, Russell Wilson on Wednesday underwent surgery to repair a knee problem. We knew at BSN that he was not right with Russell Wilson. Nobody else would say it. In the AID, the Bacard tournament, North Texas will meet Wisconsin. And next week is the semifinals with UAB at Vanderbilt, Cincinnati at Utah Valley. And the winner will be next Tuesday for the championship. On Thursday, March 30th, will be the championship of the NIT. And nobody cares. The reason why is that the industry not putting money into the program. That's what you gotta do. And the NCAA, this video idea is also ran. And when you do that, nobody cares. You don't promote the game, you don't put an advertising anywhere, you don't put it easy to see on TV. So you lose your luster. The WAID is the same thing. The third round of WAID, Arkansas is at Texas Tech, Florida is at Clemson, Nebraska is at Kansas, Bowling Green is at Memphis, Kennedy at Washington, Syracuse at Columbia, Oregon at San Diego, and Rhode Island at Harvard. We had an incident this week with Bowling Green in Memphis. It was a fight at the handshake line, and the Bowling Green police force arrested Miss Brett, Miss Brett. Now, Miss Brett and Miss Hughes had an incident in the first quarter, and lingered the whole game. So when the Bowling Green team won in the handshake line, she was not getting out. The Bowling Green police force waited a day later to file charges against the Memphis guard. I want to see what happens. You got to see what happens is the NCAA had no legal means after the game's over. When it is 0-0-0, local authorities take over. The game was over. So now it's the local police. And I hope the NCAA does the right thing and fix this immediately. Miss Zeus is a senior, a fifth-year senior. Or she won't be playing any more basketball, but anyway, what are they going to do? I don't know. But the judge is, look, everybody gets mad. Everybody throws elbows. This is going to be interesting to watch. This will only be the first time in the Elite Eight on the men's side that no number one seed will be in the Elite Eight. Now, I don't think Alabama should have been there anyway. But that's the way the NCAA rolls. We got Zeke 1-2
in here.
My album is here.
Well, what's your thoughts on my albums?
What's your question?
Are you there?
What is your question, sir?
My name is Corey Adam. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Well, I'm good. I'm on Hearsay and Lies podcast over here on Spreaker.com. I used to live in Minnesota, sir, and I have been deported to Texas. And I'm a Vikings fan. I've been watching this Pumpkin Bowl on this March Madness, and I've lost a lot of money. I put a lot of money down on that Alabama, that little felon, that punk that was had that weapon, and I lost a lot of money. And I'm trying to make money back on a pod. I got fired from a podcast over on Steel Toe Morning Show, and I got fired from a real radio show, sir, in up in Minnesota, White Cloud. And I'm right now being relegated to... Because guess what? This is between me and you and all my customers. My boss dropped the double G and hard R on a young lady in Iowa, tried to spread a rumor about her, and I was collateral damage. And now I sit on my podcast, sir, with a bad mic right in front of my face. And this guy, his name is Nobody Likes Onions, right?
What do you do about that?
I know it's bad. Well, he got fired. Now I'm looking for a job. So I'm doing a podcast. I have four albums. I'm going to go on a tour this year, and I'd like you to be a guest. It's going to be called the Black Eye Tour. I'm going to be promoted by Cherry Tomato Productions, and I'm going to put up my fifth album of my.
But why is that going on your show?
No, you're on my show. Say hello to Hearsay and Lies podcast. Say hello.
Thank you for your effort. I got to move on to my
effort
show.
Hey, you know how many people talk about your show over on YouTube?
Okay, we're going to move on. It's a double motor there. We get that out then. Providence is higher short basin. As King Ignis goes on to earth. Robert Dyer, George Mason, Kim Ignis, as the coaching chair continues. The Phillies lose Ray Oscars to a knee injury. Many, many baseball injuries this week. And we'll take a break, come back with the other news of the day. College World Championship in Palm Harbor, Florida. Did a boys' side by Zink. National, I think, missed the 17th hole for the playoffs. Danny Lee wins the LIV playoffs to Arizona. At Golf Club, and Marina, Arizona, all four players earned six-figure winnings. Unlike the PGA, this week is LPGA. The LPGA Drive 1 Championship in Gold Canyon, Arizona, that will be next week. WTA, last week is called Alcaraz. He wins the Indian Wells. Classic over Medvedev. This week they're over. Miami Open. NASCAR. Last week it was the Outbetter L400 and then Motor Speedway. And Hampton, Georgia. We joined the Gano lead over Brad Kowalski and Christopher Bell. This week is the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix at the Americas, Austin, Texas. Next week it'll be the Toyota Owners 400, Richmond, Virginia. The Toyota Owners 400 Raceway. IndyCar. Next race is April the 6th. At Texas Motor Speedway. Moving on, last week it was Saudi Arabian Grand Prix with Red Bull. The Red Bull team taking an early lead in the championship as they go 1-2 again with Sergio Perez, number one, Max Verstappen, number two. Fernando Alonso, number three, and Lewis Hamilton, number six. Nothing's going on with the Mercedes-Benz. Right now, I don't know what it is. But the Mercedes-Benz team better get together this weekend for the Australian Grand Prix, and they know it's going to be far behind already with race number three. You can't get behind Red Bull and finish the rest of the season. So Hamilton and Russell have got to get it in gear at the Australian Grand Prix. We'll take a break.
Were you ever taught when you were young? If you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story of fun, and I'm a lucky one. Cause there are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get off on pain? We're not pawns in your game. Commander-in-chief, honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets. pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? We were taught when we were young, if we fight for what's right, there won't be justice for just some. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're bunkering down. Loud and proud, best believe, we'll still take a knee while you're commander-in-chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? Be able to breathe. Won't give up, stand your ground. We'll be on the streets while you're bunkering down. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets for your commander.
NBA scores. Indiana, Brooklyn is at Miami, and Brooklyn is traveling going backwards. Milwaukee is at Denver. That should be a good game. Philadelphia is at Phoenix. Another good game. Utah at Sacramento. Oh, man. Three back-to-back-to-back. And the Pelicans are at the LA Clippers. The LA Clippers are trying to hang on to that playoff spot. Sacramento trying to catch Denver. And the Phoenix Suns are trying to stay away from the Golden State Warriors. Think about the Golden State Warriors last night. The Golden State Warriors played at Philadelphia. Last night, the Warriors got 11 down. Last night, a guy named Jordan Poole stepped up. The Warriors are a very strange team. I cannot figure them out. I tried all year, I still can't. But they don't lose at home. They do not lose at home. And that the defensive intensity at home, they need to bottle up and take a road. And I said at the beginning of December, what would happen to this team? I said it'd be 41-41. And it looks like they're gonna be 41-41. Now the question is, are they gonna get the playoffs at 41-41? The NBA, it's gonna be interesting 2 weeks going down the stretch, because you have 5 teams looking to get into the playoffs. Oklahoma City is 36-38. Dallas, yours again, A38. Utah, A35, A38. The Warriors are 39-36. They are 30-7 at home. They are 7-30 on the road. And you figure it out. They have 10 games to go. But they can't get 41. They look yet again. Here they get 10. 10 games, but it is 2 games to get 41. And 5 games to get 41 losses. And they play 3 games on the road and the rest are at home. This is going to be interesting because you have the LA Clippers at 39. The Phoenix Suns at 38. The Clippers have lost their star player. And the Warriors are gaining both the hands, the Glove Jr., Gary Payton Jr., and the rookie will return. So they're going to be a full staff. The question is, sign the Clippers. Because I don't think KD will make that much of a difference going into the last 2 weeks of the season. Because first of all, you have to get acclimated to the way he plays. I think at least 3 or 4 games. If the Warriors have to play the Suns, you want to play them early, really early. The thing I was scared of is Sacramento Kings. They are a very well-organized team, but they don't play defense. And as I said before, you have to play defense. We will see. I'm gonna take a break.
Sitting all alone in my evening. Do me no good. Only your love can save me from misery.
Here, the Ohio State you guys lose it, it'll be the only one with a male and female both in the tournament. Miami Hurricane, tomorrow at 4 o'clock Pacific time, Miami LSU Lady Tigers, and later on that night, Louisville Cardinals at the Iowa Hawkeyes. It's all Southern Dayton. If Ohio State wins, the Northeast will be there again on the ladies' side. If we shut out on the men's side, it's all Southern again. Miami goes SDSU West, Texas South, Creighton Midwest. So yeah, it's gonna be in March Madness, guys. That's what you got to name. Hey, live up to it this year. Live up to the marker this year. I'm gonna get ready to get out of here today. Oh, we got Tony. Let's get Tony there before I get out of here. What's up, D?
How are you? Hey, if you're getting ready to go, don't let me stop you.
No, I'm gonna get you out. The captain.
Just
get a couple words about the captain.
Well, yeah. We lost him earlier this week. Willis Reed, it's been, I think, for a lot of us long-time older Knick fans, it was tough. It was like losing, it was like losing a family member, in a sense. I was lucky enough to interview him a few years back. They always say you should never meet your heroes, but it was a good experience for me at least. So it wound up being a very, very good experience for me, and I've cherished it for many years. You will definitely be missed.
Have you watched any of the NCAA's?
Probably more so. I've been probably watching more of the women than the men. Although I did watch, the UConn men the other night. I watched the first half. That's all I pretty much really needed to see. They'll get Gonzaga. They get Gonzaga tonight with a chance to get to the Final Four. Actually watching the women now. Women are down 10 at the half.
I don't think you guys are gonna get through this year. I don't even have it this year.
Well, the fact that they're there, they probably have already somewhat overachieved this year, considering the injuries and the ups and downs. But there's still, the thing is, it's so funny. Being down here, you would think that they were like 15 and 16 listening to the folks, but they're still a top 10, top 5. They're still a top 5 team. Now, the thing is, it's that the rest of women's basketball, it's still top heavy, but there are a lot more good teams now. And that's good for women's college basketball. I mean, yes, South Carolina is still the standard, but you see what like a UCLA, what a Notre Dame has done. You still have the top programs that are still going to read it, but you're seeing other schools take it. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, on the men's side as well. The fact that none of the number one seeds made it to the Elite Eight, I think it speaks a lot to, now one could say the tournament directors did a lousy job of seeding, and then that's a 2-hour conversation in and of itself. But
yeah.
You know, give the San Diegos and the other schools some credit. You know, I think we're so quick to say they did such a horrible job, but like, just give these schools, you know, the schools that pull off the quote unquote upsets, give them their due for pulling off the upsets.
You know what I read this weekend is that guy did their own game. And they didn't have a home game, you know why?
What's that again?
Because the stupid flag is you. That guy has a home game this year because they're number one. The home team usually gets a home court.
I thought they did host.
South Carolina had home court.
I thought South Carolina played at home the first round.
They did.
No, I mean the Elite Eight.
Well,
they cannot get the Elite Eight because the flag is you.
No, but see, they still allow them to host. Those first round games.
Yeah,
they're still,
but it's a different arena, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, I get it. You know, what was it, about 2-3 years ago? I guess it was a little longer than that. But I don't. Just put it this way, they can play that game on the moon, and it's still they're still gonna dominate.
What are you doing?
Gary, come on, yes, be honest about something, in my humble opinion, and guys, glad to be on with you. Look at right now what we see with the way politics are. You got a fool that's running around here that their treason is act, and you got people trying to protect them. It's all about the business right now.
I know.
Come on, yes, be grown up about the issue. You got people who's supposed to be standing around fighting for people, and they stand there getting along with the enemy. I mean, so come on, let's not act like we don't know what's going on now. Come on.
It's really, really, really strange to see ex-president break many, many laws and not get reprimanded or arrested or nothing. It's like, oh, well, he just said it. Come on, let's move on to the next.
Well, when people don't have a time to attack them, this is what happens. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to separate the country. Oh, we can't do that. Give me a break.
And plus the fact they're basically in bed with the guy too. That's another story. But again, that's another 2-hour conversation in and of itself.
I think he should be in jail right now.
Well, he should have been in jail a long time ago. But
he should have been in jail.
How many years has he been in?
About 2 or 3 years. Since he left out?
At least.
It'll be 3 years. In November.
Yeah. But for lack of a better word, they've been lying about this whole, oh, he's going to get indicted, oh, he's going to be this. Oh, until I see the perp walk, you know, it's a non-factor.
It's a non-factor. Racism is okay. I'm telling you,
well,
10 years.
How about 3 years? How about 3 years ago when he was in office? That doesn't change.
I'm just saying.
It's no, I mean, with all due respect, it's been no more dangerous than it's been for most of our lifetime. The only difference now is that they're more blatant about
Thank
it. That's all.
Thank
that's
you.
The only difference. The only dog is it's always that's all. It's you know, you've got folks trying to ban books. That's nothing new. That goes back. That's straight from Hitler's playbook. You know, it's nothing. Again, it's nothing new. It's just packaged differently. That's all.
Thank you. They just shine it up a little bit, grease it up, and repackage it. And the new people now are following. And T, we all know that they know this world's getting darker and darker, and this is what's scaring them.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
the bottom line.
Okay. Sure. I mean, it's always been there. Hell, you know, even in the 8 years that Obama was in office, it just you know, it's always been on the surface, but now, you know, now they feel emboldened to not, you know, whatever, and see. What's worse, and again, this is nothing really new, is that you have other folks that look like us that are willing to hoard themselves out to push their cause.
Well, look, that line
starts here in Connecticut and goes all the way to where you're at, and it goes through Reggie's place, it goes through, you know, but it's, you know, I just, look, I don't say to condone it, it's just a matter of, you know, you have to be aware of it, that's all. I did not.
Okay. Explain it to me. I don't get this. I can be 31 and 7 at home and 7 and 31 on the road. How do you do that?
A lot of injuries. You got a lot of key injuries.
And they're inconsistent. And to be honest with you, you know, now granted, the Warriors are sort of a blown out kick, but you know, a lot of teams, majority of NBA teams are bad on the road. Maybe not quite as extreme as the Warriors, but yeah, I mean, look, it's the NBA has always been a home court game. Now, I don't, you know, I can't pinpoint exactly what it is with the Warriors. I think with them, it's just a matter of it's, again, it's just inconsistency more than anything else. And remember they played a lot of games this year without Curry, and that definitely has to be somewhat of a factor as well. But
many games they played through the playoffs and over the years. Not on the entire
right.
They've been playing a whole lot of games in the playoffs and championships. Come on now, G.
We'll see. You know, and see with the regular season. Yeah, I don't want to say the regular season doesn't mean anything in the NBA, but let's face it.
It
does to a certain extent for teams that are trying to make the transition from being also ran to contender or what have you. The regular season means something, but you know, big picture wise, it's always going to be about the postseason, especially. I mean, you know, perfect example is Denver. you know, they have the quote unquote 2-time MVP, but I don't think they've gotten past what the second round. Now they've been one hell of a regular season team, but what do they have to show? What do they have to show for it?
Yeah.
What do you got to think about the John Morant issue? What's going on in Memphis?
Look. He did it. You know, he did his time. John Morant will decide where John Morant goes next. Because end of the day, he's got to surround himself. You know, he's got to surround himself with folks that are gonna not allow
him
to do stuff.
Yeah,
he doesn't. You know, what happens so many times with a lot of these youngins when they come into the league is that there's no one there to say no to him. Yeah, there's
Memphis is a very young team too.
They're young, they're talented, but again, what have they got to show for it? I mean, having the highlight reels and having little moments or whatever, that's great. But one of the reasons why we give the Warriors their due, why we give a lot of teams their due, is because they do it when it counts. Say what you want about, say, teams like the Celtics or the Bucks or what have you, but they've proven that they can do it when it counts. Even the Suns.
It's
something that can definitely happen, but because the West is, because you've got a lot of good teams out in the West, is that going to be enough?
It's
going to be tough because, Phoenix is better, Memphis is better, but see, again, it's regular season. You've got to prove it during the play. Look, the playoffs are always the fair or unfair, the playoffs are always going to be the litmus test. And rightfully so, to be quite honest, because, it's good to do well in the regular season, seeding-wise and what have you, but what you do, are you one of the, if you consider yourself elite, you've got to at least get to a final. Phoenix has gotten to a final. Boston has gotten to a final. Milwaukee has gotten to a final. Goodwill and whatever. Miami got to a title. The thing is, until other teams like the Knicks, like the Sixers, like Memphis, like Denver, Portland, until they get to where they're one of the last two or last four teams standing, it's not going to mean much. It's sort of like with Peyton Manning all those years when they had great regular seasons but couldn't get out of their own way in the postseason. And to me, Denver is a perfect example of that. Now, Jokic is a good ball player. I think it's a little more hype than whatever, but he's a good ball player. I'm not going to say he's not a good player. But
I think he's overrated.
I think there's the European factor, and there's also the fact that, he's a big man because, a lot of big men aren't usually good assist men. To his credit, he dishes out the ball a lot better than most quote unquote big men, and he's not a Magic Johnson type per se because he's a center. Magic was a 6'9" guard, but he is a center doing things that most guards are doing. And I give him that due. Now on the other side of the ball, he's not, he ain't, He's not gonna let nobody forget about Bobby Dandridge or some of the other great defensive players over the years. I'm not saying he's the worst, but for an elite player, his defense remains a lot to be seen.
I agree.
Baseball,
okay.
The New York Yankees, the Evil Empire, lost their pitcher this weekend. What's going on with the Yankees, man?
Apparently, they should be firing their training staff or whatever. But these a lot of it is just guys that are just like Severino's going to miss a month, I guess. They got one
yeah,
guy. I guess Mondesi's going to be out for a month.
Yeah.
Look, hey, it happens. Ain't nobody gonna feel sorry for them, you know. Nobody's gonna feel sorry for the Phillies for losing Hopkins. Nobody's gonna feel sorry for the Mets losing Diaz, and so on and so on. They'll make their way. I mean, to be honest with you, I'll just put my neck out here and say it. I think Baltimore is going to win the AL East this year, personally.
Oh, hell no.
Whoa.
No way, T. No way, T. No way.
I think what we saw last year, now that they've had a year to, progress, I think they can win. Let's put it this way. You got, look. Toronto still doesn't really have great pitching. They got a great lineup. Arguably, they got the best lineup in that division. But we all know you can't, hit your way. Whatever. Yankees are up. The Yankees are having their issues with pitching and their lineup as well. Boston is rebuilding, as far as I'm concerned. From what I can see, Baltimore.
Yeah.
They have good young pitching. They have a good young lineup. And to be quite honest with you, their inexperience is something I think that they can use to their advantage because they don't know any better.
Toronto is interesting because they have the Suns.
Absolutely. The thing with them is, they have arguably one of the three best lineups, everyday lineups, in all of baseball. But as we all know, last I checked, you still got to pitch. One of the main reasons why the Phillies made their run last year was because they finally got themselves a human bullpen to go along with their starting pitch. Look, if that was the case, then the Texas Rangers would be hoisting up a banner. So it still comes down to pitching, and the only reason why I say I think Baltimore has a chance, and I think they can win the East, is because they're balanced, and they had a little taste last year of whatever. And the thing is, they still have a lot of guys on the farm that are somewhat major league ready.
Otani and Trout get out of California.
Well, if you believe the rumors, the crazier thing now is Artie going to sell? I guess he's changed his mind now. I guess he's not going to sell the team. So
you don't want to sell the team now? No.
Not at least not now. But let's put it this way: I don't think they'll keep both of them. I think one of them will go, and as I said before, Otani, you're going to be able to get more out of Otani because he's younger. Trout is still an elite player, but he's got some age now. And look, Otani gives you a whole, you're basically trading two guys when you put Ohtani out there. You know, you have an elite pitcher and also an elite, outfielder, DH, or wherever they wanted to play in them. So I mean, clearly Ohtani is the more tradable chip. And again, it's not to say that Trout isn't a terrible player. I mean, Trout is still a top five, top ten player, but Ohtani is more of a package because he's younger, and because you're basically trading two players.
I wish Major League Baseball would go to the world.
They basically did, yeah. Now, there's still a lot of xenophobic folks that will say, oh, it doesn't mean anything. Now, if the United States had won, I bet you would have had a lot of, fake flag waving and all this other stuff. But I think the fact that, baseball, you still have a lot of these guys that are in that, that are xenophobic in the thinking of baseball,
yeah,
outside of major league, outside of the major leagues.
Yeah.
I've watched the WBC from year one to year now. I've always enjoyed it. It's great baseball. But see, I'm an exception because, I watch the KBO. I watch the Caribbean series every year as well. You have a lot of
your time.
Oh, it's still, 4 in the morning or what have you,
yeah,
but
it's like,
I like it, but I'm not going to get up, 3 in the morning. I'll catch it on the replay, or watch the highlights on the internet. The thing is, I should put it this way. I think those in Major League Baseball understand the importance of the WBC.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you still have a lot of American baseball fans that don't get it.
This is the best way I've seen it. I really enjoy watching this one. If we lose Tony, yeah, then we lost Tony. Reggie, there.
Yes, sir. Again, I said American baseball was a success because every 4 years. And I think you're going to have more people with excitement going to play that normally wouldn't play the game.
Well, I think the kids saw this year. We can go play baseball now. It's the beginning. We'll see. What's going on with your Washington Football Club? What's going on with
Daniel move to London and get on his $500 million yacht, then they can sell this team. That's all he's waiting for them to sell the team and everything. But what about Jackson? You know the NBA
and the NFL,
they leaking all that information against him. You know that. The bottom line, Baltimore Ravens has shown him they don't want him. So it's up to Lamar to move on. But they have shown they don't want him.
I wish he could become a Raider. I love seeing Raider, but they didn't do it.
They could have put that offer sheet out for him.
I think that would have been a perfect fit. But
Yeah, I know it. Well, Big G, rolling out of here. Great show as always, man. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you, man.
Okay, my friend. Keep up the good work.
I'm a golden day, and thank you for going to the show. Come back tomorrow at 4 o'clock at 7 East. It'll be Grand Night in the Pips. A remake. Because we got blacked out last week, so we got to do it again. A remake of Grand Night in the Pips tomorrow night. All right, have a good night. And good week. I'll see y'all next week.
Too late.